Grace Life. Today we are wrapping up the last portion of our study on the book of Jonah by doing just a recap of the book and also looking ahead to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12. As I mentioned in week one, the book of Jonah is one of my favorite stories in the entire Bible. And not because Jonah gets swallowed by a fish. I would like to know more about his experience while he was in the belly of the fish, but I'll find out when I get to heaven one day. But when I look at the book of Jonah, I love seeing God's sovereign hand over all things. I mean, we see it in chapter one when we see that God creates everything. We see where God orchestrates the storm, where he sends the fish to rescue Jonah out of the from drowning in the water. And I mean, let's stop for a moment there. You think that fish woke up that day knowing what he was going to do? Yeah, he fully obeyed what God told him to do. He was more obedient than even Jonah was. God, we see God's sovereign hand in chapter 3 when he radically saves wicked people. We see his sovereign hand in chapter 4 where he brings a plant and a worm and a wind to teach Jonah a valuable lesson on how he should love people with a heart that reflects God's heart. We also see God as compassionate and gracious and slow to anger. Well, I mean, what a great reminder for us today that our God still loves. He is still compassionate. He's still slow to anger, and he's a merciful God. The book of Jonah helps us see the heart and character of God. We've learned that God has a desire to rescue and save sinners, and that he uses men like Jonah to go and proclaim that message to sinners. But when we read the book of Jonah, our study falls short if we do not connect it to Jesus. In fact, when we study the Old Testament, we look at any portion of the Old Testament, the study will always fall short if we do not connect the dots to Jesus Christ. All of the Old Testament points to what Jesus is going to do in his earthly ministry. Here's what Hebrews 1 says. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purifications for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The author of Hebrews begins by showing, hey, before God spoke through prophets like Jonah, but now he is speaking to us through his Son, the one who has accomplished our salvation, who has saved us, who has a far more excellent name than even the angels in heaven. Jesus is what the book of Jonah is about. Now, a book like Jonah is going to create a lot of folklore in the Jewish community. And it does so. It's a popular story. Just like the stories of David and Goliath, the book of Jonah took on a life of its own. And in Jesus' ministry, he uses the book to point to what he is going to do in his death and resurrection. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 38 through 41, here's what Jesus says. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. Imagine these Jewish people listening. Jesus has just compared himself. In fact, he has said he is better than the prophet Jonah. He is saying, Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the fish. I'm going to spend 3 days in the belly of the earth. I'm going to die and I'm going to rise again. Jesus is better than Jonah. So as we close out our study on the book of Jonah, I want to see and look and discuss why Jesus is better than Jonah by giving us three just helpful applications and three reminders in our own lives. First, Jesus was sent to proclaim the message of repentance. Jesus was sent by the Father, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. God sent his Son to this earth to proclaim a message of repentance. Jonah disobeyed, though. God told Jonah, you need to go to Nineveh, but Jonah disobeyed. He disregarded God's command. He did not want the people of Nineveh to repent of their sin. But the heart of Jesus reflects the heart of God. Jesus is God, and his heart is full of compassion and mercy. And Jesus left the splendors of heaven to come to this earth, to walk among it, to proclaim the message of repentance to sinners like you and me. Jesus didn't just do the bare minimum. He went above and beyond so that we could have salvation. When we look at the lives of Jonah and Jesus, yes, Jonah was a prophet. And yes, he eventually did somewhat obey what God had told him to do. When we compare his life to Jesus, we see Jesus doing exactly what he was commanded to do, doing everything necessary to bring sinners to repentance. Jesus was sent to proclaim a message of repentance. That's what makes Jesus better than Jonah. Secondly, Jesus' death and resurrection is the only way that we can have our sins forgiven. Like Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, Jesus died and was in the grave for 3 days and rose again 3 days after he had died. Now, I can't imagine that Jonah is sitting in the belly of the fish saying, man, you know what? This really has some great theological, profound truths to it. I'm sitting here in this fish, but one day Jesus is going to rise from the dead. I don't believe Jonah realized what his life was represented in that moment. That the only way that the people of Nineveh will be saved is if Jonah proclaims this message of repentance to them. They hear this message. Now, the only way that we can be saved is if Jesus dies on the cross and rises again for our salvation. See, the message of repentance, to turn away from our sin and turn towards the goodness and holiness of God, is only possible because Jesus conquered death. See, God, just as he was sovereign over the fish, he is sovereign over death. He is greater than death. He is greater than our worst enemy. The only way we can have salvation is through Jesus Christ. The third truth that we see in the life of Jesus that's reflected in the book of Jonah is Jesus chose to walk among sinners than to enjoy the splendors of heaven. Philippians 2 tells us that Jesus left the splendors of heaven to come to this earth to walk among us. You could say that Jesus left the comforts of being the King of heaven to come down to be the Christ who was crucified. Jonah's life reflects something completely opposite. Jonah was more concerned about his own comforts than the people of Nineveh coming to repentance. Jesus left all the splendors of heaven for us. He came to save us, so that we could enjoy the splendors of heaven for all of eternity. What Jesus shows us and models for us is what we too are to reflect in our own lives. Do we value the comforts of this world more than calling sinners to repentance? Do we love the comforts of this world more than seeing a lost sinner come to a relationship with Jesus? See, our American culture, our American Christian culture, loves comfort. But God has called us to go and to make disciples, to proclaim the message of repentance. And sometimes that requires abandoning our comforts so others can come to Christ. The book of Jonah shows us the heart of God. And it gives us a glimpse at what our hearts should look like too. Our hearts should look like Jesus, to go and proclaim the message of repentance that towards sinners, that Jesus died and rose again so that we can be free, so that we can have our sins forgiven, and that we are to love the message of the gospel more than the comforts of creation. See, the book of Jonah, a wonderful book, is not about a fish. It's not about a prophet. It's about a sovereign God who graciously saves sinners. I hope you've enjoyed this study in the book of Jonah. And as you discuss it with your life group, I want you to talk about specific ways how you can proclaim the good news of the gospel to the people around you. I want you to talk about things that you love, that maybe you love more than the heart that God has for sinners. Like Jonah, he loved his comfort and shade and things that he didn't even do for himself more than he loved the message that God had called him to go and share. Wherever you land, wherever you find yourself, however the Holy Spirit is working in your life, I pray that we will be a people that obeys the words of God and goes and proclaims the message of repentance to all who will hear.